Mabel Louise, you're with us here on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Great to be with you. And I'm right here in the studio and looking out the window. Mm-hmm. And when I got up this morning, the sun was shining. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And now it's cloudy. I hope it's a good day where you live. We're enjoying Chippewa Valley. That's right. Whatever the weather, we love it. Good to get up in the morning. And I wish I could come in and join you for a nice hot cup of coffee. That would be so great, and we could have a good old time together. Aren't you thankful for these few warmer days in January that makes the winter go by faster? Well, today I would like to give you two verses for my verse for the verses for the day, and they're found in Philippians 3:13-14. And I have my Bible open in front of me, and here's what it says, and maybe you're familiar with it and you can quote it along with me. It's verse 13 says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Yes, Paul is quoting this, and I thought it's a good one to start the new year. He's saying, I'm not going to look back behind of all the past in the last year, because I'm going to be reaching forth to great days in the new year. And he says, I'm going to be pressing on for that prize of the high calling in Christ. What a wonderful giant Paul is and was, and how he has blessed us with sharing the word of God from his heart. Oh, so many books of the New Testament were written by the Apostle Paul. Say, how are you doing making some goals for 2019? I'm going to be visiting with you on the broadcast on the subjects of time. I thought this was appropriate for the month of January, so you can think about it. And as I was thumbing to the scriptures, I found lots of verses on the subject of time. So I'm just going to bring three or four, and hopefully they'll bless your heart as it did mine in preparing. And on my last broadcast, I challenged you to think about your priorities for the new year. And now today, I'm going to give you a few ways that you can manage your time. Let me give you some suggestions. So stay tuned, won't you? Well, my prayer is for my life is that I will never get too old to make time, not only make, but take, with my Lord, and time with others, and time to make life enjoyable in order to live and enjoy people. I love people. I love you. And by the way, while I'm mentioning enjoying you and loving you in the Lord, I would like to say a big, great big thank you for those who helped us end the new year. I'm not going to give you a report of what it was because I failed to bring it with me this morning, but it may be that Carol would like to save it until the next issue of update. But anyway, a big thank you. So now, as I proceed with my message, here are 10 suggestions on ways to manage your time. I'm sure there are umpteen more, and there are books written about it and everything else, but I just had to get in my two cents, okay? And the first one is acknowledge that you and I are responsible to God for time and also the way that we spend it. I'm reminded of the psalmist who stated in Psalm 90, verse 12, one of the first verses I ever learned as a child. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. In other words, Lord, teach me how to be conscious of how important each day is so that we can gain more wisdom and more growth in our lives. And every day is so important. And you know, sure, we all make bad choices, but the problem we usually have, we like to blame somebody else for those. And then number two, I suggest that in order to manage time, that you seek God's guidance so that it will help His purpose and His plan to be accomplished. So let the Lord be your director and your planner. And as I was thinking about this, I remembered Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Here's what it says. Trust in the Lord. If you know it, say it with me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In Mabel Louise's interpretation, don't try to figure it out. But in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Then number three, perhaps it's evident that maybe you haven't scheduled and planned your time. So make a list of plans for the year. Maybe you would even break it down by the day, but at least by the month, and begin the year with some special goals. Like, let me give you one that I'm thinking about. I want, of course, to read the Bible through, and what I usually do it in about 8 months. That's always one of my goals, is to start with Genesis and go straight through to Revelation. I don't know how many times I've read it, but you know what? It's always fresh and new, and I learn something special every time I read it through. And then we need to think what we'd like to accomplish. And one of those things in my life is to clean, thoroughly clean, and throw out from the basement. Isn't it easy to accumulate a lot of, what shall I call it, stuff, and have it stack up in the basement area? My basement is not finished. And so when you have a non-finished basement, it's so easy to accumulate boxes and those tubs that I have for the Christmas decorations. And oh my goodness. So that's one of the things that I want to accomplish this year. And then number three was schedule and plan your time. And now number four. It's a little bit longer, but I think it's a good one, is organize yourself to live as efficiently as you possibly can. And that is, try to think of time savers. And usually if you take a magazine, there's a section that gives you time savers. And of course, there's all kinds of books about it. And schedule your time to go instead of making lots of car trips. That's one thing that you can do to better manage your time. It's so easy to forget something and then you run back to town. And if you make a list, put it where you can find it. It usually helps you to shorten those little trips. And then you can share rides. If you have children, you can share rides to games and musical events and school events. And that makes it more enjoyable as well as save time. And then I used to do this so much when I had a family at home. And that was to make menus. And when you make one hot dish, make two, because it's easy when you have all the ingredients. And just to buy the extra enough to make two to save time. And you can put one in the freezer. And then, oh, on that day when you're so busy, how nice it is to run to the freezer, take out the hot dish, and you're doing okay. Everything is okay. And then if you're a senior citizen, you can make a big meal and freeze the leftovers for future meals. Put them in the little boxes or little containers and have them ready, and be sure to put the date that you enter it into the frozen freezer. And then check with your monthly magazines for ideas of how to save time. And one of the things, and this is certainly simple, my sister taught me this. Every bedroom has a waste basket. Of course, there's a basket in the bathroom and basket in the kitchen. So by the time you go around and you empty all those baskets, you've spent quite a lot of time. So if you use plastic bags, you can put several in the bottom of the box underneath the one you're using, and you don't have to make all those trips back and forth to get a bag. Then lay out the children's clothes to have them ready for in the morning when they go to school. Oh, does that ever save time? And always try to prepare as much of the lunch, if they're taking lunches to school, prepare as much as you can the night before. Like, for instance, if they take an orange, you can certainly put that in the container or in the lunch sack, because it won't hurt it to be enclosed. You can always prepare a bag of chips and a cookie in a bag and have that ready, so that all you have to do is make the sandwich and enclose in the morning. And does that ever save time? And then, oh, this is so important. Lay aside things that detour you and make you spend time as a loss. Keep track of 1 week's schedule and it'll show you how you're spending your time. And you can see what is your priority for the days. And remember our verse that I've quoted on my last broadcast. It's found over in Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. And then another thing that you can think about is review your time and take inventory to check yourself. For instance, how much time am I spending with my children? How about my husband? Am I having a date with him? Is it planned? Where can we go? What can we do? Oh, that's so important. And spending time with loved ones. Maybe you have someone who's in the rest home. And you need to take inventory of how many times am I visiting her or him? And how much private time am I spending with the Lord every day? And, oh, that is so important. And, oh, my goodness, I'm out of time. Stay tuned and let me finish these on my next broadcast, okay? God bless you and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.